Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Jonathan Ritter. Hope you guys are having a good week. And 4th is just right around the corner. We should remember this 4th, as every 4th, is to celebrate our independence, right? That freedom that so many soldiers gave their life for. I've been preaching on the fruit of the Holy Spirit and this series sermon, and we're almost wrapping it up. The last two fruit we're going to hit on probably next few weeks, but right now I want to take a pause and preach a sermon that God laid on my heart to preach. If you guys follow my Facebook or even follow in my preaching and teachings, I am big on pro-life. And if you're keeping up with the news, and I'm a preacher that I preach on the Word of God, but also preach on, let's look at what's going on around us, and does it match up with the Word of God? You know, doing a lot of study on pro-life and the movement, and pro-choice, the movement, and the darkness of that pro-choice of Planned Parenthood. All that's just disgusting. If you guys have opportunity, you should watch that movie called Unplanned. It's an awesome book and a movie that should be watched. And it will break your heart to see that. It broke my heart watching it. Tears just came from my eyes, because to me, all life matters. And I'm a strong advocate for pro-life. June 29, 2020, which is just a few days ago. If you guys keep track of the Supreme Court decision in June, the medical versus Russo is which was a loss for the health and safety of women. I don't know if you guys keep track of that. And you see Washington D.C. They were a vote 4-4 plurality decision. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned a U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal decision in June, Medical Services versus Russo, ruling that Louisiana 2014, the Unsafe Abortion Protection Act, is unconstitutional. See, this Unsafe Abortion Protection Act, known as Act 620, required physicians who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at local hospitals. Until that time, Louisiana law required physicians at all outpatient surgical centers except abortion faculties to have admitting privileges at the local hospital to treat complications. In 2014, together with losing your right to life and legal consultant from the Bioethic Defense Fund, and of course the state representative, which is now the state senator, Katherine Johnson, authored the bill in order to close that loophole. You know, I encourage you guys to look at this and the gravity of this decision that happened in Louisiana. Of course, I am a strong advocate for pro-life in the United States, period. But in my home state, Louisiana, this was a sad, especially for us pro-life people, to see this. And this is basically giving the abortion, and the people that practice this abortion, the physicians and stuff, to go into situations, shabby clinics, and perform stuff that is unethical. It breaks my heart that the Supreme Court in Louisiana, I've been on some marathons, and did some pro-life walks, went to several meetings, and Louisiana is majority pro-life. So for the Supreme Court to say, well, we don't matter, our voice don't matter, and that's basically what they did. We matter, our voice matters, and we are going to rule against this. As a Christian, we need to look at these things, these real things happening in this nation, in particular this case in Louisiana. And how does that match with the Word of God? What I'm kind of going to look at, I'll look at a few scriptures here. And the first one will be Psalms 139:13-14. That will be kind of our key passage here, which I'm going to look at other passages too. What I'll do is I'll read and I'll pray through this, and then we'll talk about life. That's Psalms 139:13-14. It says this: "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul know right well." Heavenly Father, Lord, as we just come today and just thank you for the opportunity to just speak your word to whoever is out there that needs to hear it, Lord. I pray, Lord, you guide and you direct my steps, like you guide this message in the way that reflects your glory and your power, God. Forgive me where I failed you, Lord, my shortcomings, Lord. Just God, and be with me in this sermon, Lord, that it reaches whoever is out there that needs to hear it, Lord. I know I'm not responsible for the outcome, just the obedience. Heavenly Father, I pray over all this chaos that's running around, this rioting and this looting and this Antifa, this movement against this hate and anger, and that is focusing on a different agenda, is to destroy our economy. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you rise up people within our government, you rise up leaders in our churches, spiritual leaders that are God, that stands on the word of God and say, hey, look at what's going on in this world. We need to stand on the word of God. We need to get back to the word of God. We need to put that as the foundation, as our forefathers have done for this nation, for our independence, Lord. We pray all this in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. Amen. As I was talking earlier about this Supreme Court decision, and it was in June, Medical versus Russo, and which is a loss for the health and safety of women. This bill was actually supposed to protect the safety of women, but the Supreme Court said no, it's unconstitutional. You know, when we look at the Word of God here, and we look at Psalms 139, it tells us, "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb." You see, you have the unplanned parenthood, which is horrible, and Unplanned is a DVD out there. I encourage you guys to get there and watch it. It's going to tear you up to watch what they do to these babies within the womb. And abortion to me is just horrible. They try to tell you that the baby that's growing in you, even at early stage, is nothing. It's just a piece of tissue, it's a blob. I want to tell you, that's a lie. And the reason I say it's a lie, because I stand firm on the word of God. And the word of God tells me, tells us, that thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Meaning the Lord has covered that baby in the mother's womb. If you look at Isaiah 42:44. Actually, Isaiah 44:24. "Who gave Jacob for a spoil, Israel to robbers? Did the Lord against him have he sinned? They would not walk in the ways, neither were they obedient to his ways." Actually, I'm reading the wrong one. It's actually 40. I didn't think that lined up. 44:24. Here it is. "Thy said the Lord, thy Redeemer, he that formed me thee from the womb. I am the Lord that make all things. Stretch forth the heavens alone, and spread abroad the earth by myself." Amen, right? We go to Isaiah 49:15. Sing, O heaven, be joyful, earth, break forth in the sing, O mountains, for the Lord have comforted his people and will have mercy upon the afflicted. And then we look at Psalms, or actually Jeremiah. Here, Jeremiah 1 and 5, it says, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou come forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Here Jesus telling us, I formed thee in the belly, and I knew thee. And before thou come out of the womb, I sacrificed thee. See, conception begins at the womb. When that baby is first conceived, even in the first few days, it is a life. You could even go to extreme and said that God already knew when you were going to get pregnant. God already knew when that baby's coming in your belly. He knows all things. He knows the good, he knows the bad, and he knows the ugly. He sees and gives you the opportunity to spare that life that he has blessed you with in your belly. But you see, the enemy, Satan, he hates everything that is of God. He doesn't care about life. He wants it destroyed. To me, Unplanned Parenthood and all their abominations. If you go and you start researching all this, it will break your heart. What they do. And when they do these abortions, you can see, you can look back, and the women that do these abortions, they suffer greatly for their law, for doing it, the loss and the depression and the anxiety. It's very important for us to get this. God values all life that he values. You're looking, I know if you look around in this world and you look at Facebook and you see the Black Lives Matter. Yes, of course they matter. But white lives matter too. The unborn lives matter too. All life matters to Jesus. See, Jesus died for all, just not for one group of people. When God sent his son down to this earth to die, this death that we deserve, that grace and mercy that he provides for us, he died for all. All lives matter within the womb or whatever color you are. All lives matter. And because of that, we need to stand firm on the Word of God. And we need to realize that the evil in this world to destroy the nation and destroy our kids and our unborn children within the womb. We have a very important election coming up. November 3rd. And you can say what you want to say about Trump. And y'all might key out here and say, well, I ain't going to get involved in politics. I want to tell you, to not get involved in politics is the reason we're in this mess we are now. God has given us common sense to pray and pray, Lord, guide me and direct me in the path that you need me to do. Allow me to move and vote the way you need me to vote. November 3rd, vote life. See, Trump values life. He's a strong advocate for life. And he's already shown that he was one of the only presidents that we know of, that I know of, that actually joined in a pro-life march. The only president. Take that to mind. And November 3rd, when you vote for Trump, you vote for life. You vote for the Love Amendment. That all life is sacred. See, you got the Republicans and the Democrats. I want to tell you, all the Democrats, I don't care how you want to view it, their platform is pro-choice. Their platform is death to unborn children. They may mask it and they may hide it. And they may lie to you. And they may say, well, I ain't going to stand for that. Let me tell you, Obama made the same lies, and once he got in office, he switched everything over. Democrats will lie to you as Republicans will lie to you. They're all going to try to tell you lies. But we know if you look at their base line, meaning what have they stand for throughout the years, their platform, you will see that Democrats support abortions. And if you support a Democrat, you do support abortions. That's not being mean. That's their platform. You're not, and you may be one of those individuals out there that say, well, you know, I'm not going to vote. So let me get this. Let me tell you, if you don't vote, you have voted. You have voted for the Democrats. And you have voted for abortion by not taking a voice and stand on what is right. You see, we're in a nation that over the years, the more I study this, the more I look down and break all this down, my heart breaks. How the pulpits has been silenced. Standing on issues that we should be addressing in the pulpit, like abortion. Because of the silent pulpits, I'm telling you, I'm a preacher that is not silent in the pulpit. It may get me in trouble. It may get me arrested one day. I speak on abortion. I speak on sexually immorality, homosexuality, transgender. I speak on letting us to stand up against all the sexual immorality that's on television and movies. That our walk should be more in the fruit of the Spirit and less in the works of the flesh. Our life should mirror Jesus as we walk through this world. Our light should shine among men that they see that we are different and that we have been changed. We need more people that will stand in the pulpit and say abortion is wrong. Abortion is evil. Get out and vote for life. Support life. As I was looking at Jeremiah here, 1:5, it said, before I formed thee in the belly. He said, before I formed you. That's before Jeremiah was in the belly. He said, I knew you, man. And before thou come out of the womb, he said, I set you apart. And of course, in Jeremiah's case, he ordained him a prophet unto the nation. If you ever get an opportunity to read Jeremiah and his ministry, it's a... He kind of had a, kind of like America. They just looking at everything they're calling good, evil, and evil, good. We have to stand on the Word of God first. And the Word of God tells us all lives matter. And then we have to pray that the Holy Spirit guides and directs us to stand in this world and tell this nation, all lives matter. Get out, march, get out, make a voice, get out, do a blog, get out, do Bible studies, go to churches, speak on life, speak on how important it is for us to stand. Only way we will turn this nation back to God is each and every one of us must stand on the Word of God and the truth of the Word of God, and to get back to the Word of God. You see, like any other sin, abortion is a sin. And all lives matter, period. Don't get caught up in this Black Lives Matter and this All Lives Matter, every one of them. They all are precious in God's sight. When the blood that was shed on Calvary, our precious Jesus shed that blood. He had you in mind. He had me in mind. He had this world in mind when they were sitting on him and just mocking him while he was up there dying. He said, "Forgive him. They know not what they are doing to me." He forgave them right where they were at. And it's that precious blood that was shed on Calvary that we can come to where we're at right now and truly open our hearts to him and give him everything that we have. Surrender all to him. Believe up on him and confess his holy name and let that sweet Holy Spirit come into our life and direct us and guide us in the path that he will have us do, to walk more in the Spirit and less in the flesh. To be that light when the darkness is all around. I don't know if you guys ever been in a cave. My wife and I, we were in Kentucky for a few years, and we went up there to the Mammoth Caves. I don't know if you've ever been to the Mammoth Caves. They're very beautiful. And we were doing a hike inside the caves, and it was a good 1, 2, 3 mile hike. It was maybe, but there's a point where you get into the innermost part of that cave, and they turn all the lights out. You talk about a definite darkness. A definite darkness. I mean, I've never heard anything so quiet in my life. But if you would take a lighter and just flip that lighter on, that little light would stand in the midst of all of that darkness. You see, that's what God calls us to be, that light. When the world's saying abortion is right, we say abortion is no. When this world says life is wrong, pro-choice is my body, I'll do whatever I want to it, that is wrong. When this world says living together is fine, you don't have to be married, that is wrong. Looking at pornography is not going to hurt you. You're not doing anything wrong. Pornography is wrong. There's many studies that show that a person that views pornography, there's chemical imbalances starts developing in the brain. Abnormalities. When they tell you homosexuality is fine, a man and a man can get married, why can't they find love? And a woman can get married, why can't they find love? And if a woman feels like a man, why can't that happen? And when a little kid feels, the boy feels like he's a girl, why can't he feel like a girl and be a girl? That is wrong, because it goes against the Word of God. When going around at work and you're blending in to your co-workers and they're spouting all this filth, and you join in that filth and you're not separate from that filth, that is wrong. We have to stand on the Word of God. Love you guys. I did get a little political in this sermon, but I felt led to be, because I feel that's where the Holy Spirit wanted me to go and to talk about this unsafe abortion protection act, which was known as Act 620, that got shot down, and the Supreme Court called it unconstitutional because the Supreme Court don't value God's word anymore. They value their words. They value that abortion is convenient. But abortion is murder. Period. Love you guys. If you guys have any thoughts on this sermon or any comments, you can just leave it at the you can PM me on this website, or you can catch me on Facebook. As we end this sermon, I'll say a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we just come tonight, just thanking you for the opportunity just to speak on abortion and how evil it is. Only touching the surface of how evil it is. God, I pray that you raise up people that will stand against this wickedness and others around us, that they will not bow to this world's objectives and conform to the evil, that within that darkness their light will shine regardless what the cost may be. That our light may shine on a hilltop that will shine. We do not hide it under a bushel. We are a lighthouse. We are a salt and light, Lord, you tell us. Lord, I pray, Lord, that the rest of this week you be with whoever is out there today, Lord. You guide and direct them throughout the day and the weekend, Lord. And that wherever they may be going through, Lord, that you give them the comfort and the strength to endure the storms in life. I pray those that may not know you, that somehow this message will spark up questions and thoughts, and they can dive into the Bible or listen to salvation messages on this website, Lord. I pray, Lord, wherever it is, Lord, or they reach out to someone to talk about what it means to be a child of God. Lord, as we close this out, just thank you for the opportunity once again, Lord, to guide and direct ourselves, protect us throughout the week. Let our armor be strengthened, and let us walk more in the fruit of the Holy Spirit than in the flesh. We pray all this in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Love you guys. Y'all have a good night, and a happy July 4th.